$400 billion in the next 10 years, whereas the cost of lifelong care can be reduced by two-thirds with early diagnosed intervention. Whereas accurately, early diagnosis and the resulting appropriate education and intervention are vital to the growth and the development of individuals with autism. Whereas Garrett County is pleased to join our own Camp Magic Mountain summer camp program for children with special needs and national organizations such as Autism Speaks, Autism and the Autism Society of America, and their chapters, affiliates, in recognizing and applauding the valuable role which families and advocates of those who live with autism play in providing the superb programs, services, advocacy, and research and support. Therefore, we, the Board of County Commissioners, do hereby proclaim April 2014 as Autism Awareness Month. I order the board, Robert Gatto, Greg Crawford, and Jim Ritter, Commissioners.
Thank you.
Thank you. And it was Bob's idea to put the blue lights, if you go by the courthouse at night.
I appreciate it. It affects, it's lighted up blue for autism awareness because it affects more boys than it does girls. It's 1 in 43 boys, and that's why it's lighted up blue. That's, even though the spectrum is the primary colors, they choose blue to represent it during the month of April because it affects more boys. This is Brady Tasker. He is autistic. He's on the spectrum. And this is Hayden Tolliver. He is also on the spectrum. This is just the big brother.
Well, thank you for the cookies.
Monty, can you get a picture? Do you have a camera?
Well, we have a couple other special people.
How would you like to?
Well, you brought it to my attention from last year even. We have two special people that made it happen, and they're here with us. I want them to come up front here. Larry Sanders and Rebecca Glocko. He actually did the installation, and then they're with the facilities and maintenance to make it happen, so they're two special people. I don't know if Larry wants to say what his accomplishment was, how he achieved the blue lights, but
Becky did the groundwork and got me the contact, and I have a real good lady I deal with that got me what I needed to install the lights to get them to turn blue. She was kind of the specialist. I was just got it installed.
Well, I appreciate it because there's countries all around the world that are lighting it up blue, and if they can do it, why can't we? So I really appreciate your hard work, and thank you so very much for lighting the courthouse up blue.
And these lights are on the rotunda out front, the post lights.
The post lights on the plaza.
So if you go by on the plaza, you'll see them at night. Next up, Brian's here from purchasing for a bid award for the 2014 sound system rental.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I have one bid award for your consideration this afternoon. It's for the Deep Creek 2014 sound system rental. The bids were due on March 27th. We did receive a total of four bids. There's a tabulation attached there for your reference. After reviewing the bids, administrative requirements, and based on the feedback from Deep Creek 2014, the recommendation is to award the bid to RCI Systems, they're out of Beltsville, Maryland, for a total rental price of $24,988. The rental period is from September 15th through September 23rd. There's a typo in your recommendation. That should actually be 2014, not 13. The fiscal year budget for Deep Creek 2014 does include a $25,000 appropriation for the rental of the system, so we are within budget. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I don't.
And the only question would be the rejection of the low bid.
The low bid, the speakers were an issue with his bid. They did not meet the specifications.
Okay. Thank you. I just wanted that to be in
yes.
the public record.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll move approval of the bid award.
I second.
Motion is second. Any further need discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, next up, we have completed a 2014 Maryland General Assembly legislative update. As you know, that they closed last Monday. We were pretty active down there this year, along with many of you in the audience, and partnered with Delegate Beitzel and Senator Edwards on not only local legislation, but other legislation that possibly could impact Garrett County as well. We have a short summary sheet here we're going to go over, and gentlemen, if you want to comment on any of the bills as we go through, I'd welcome that. The first one was a Garrett County Industrial Wind Energy Conversion System Setback Requirement, and that was cleaning up some language basically in that bill in the area of setbacks for wind development in Garrett County. Like I said, it was a simple language change. The maximum speed limit interstate on 68 was wanted to be raised to 70. That did not pass. As far as some bond bills that did pass, Garrett Cooperative Ministry will receive $100,000. That's Christian Crossings in Mountain Lake. Or is it Lockland?
It's in Lockland.
Lockland, yeah. They're doing an expansion there. It's a pretty good organization. We heard a lot about it earlier in the spring, but great things are being done there. It's just another part of Garrett County that's really working, and we appreciate what they're doing. We also, there's some money appropriated for Heart for Animals as they approach phase two of their construction down there. Some of the other bills, some language as far as the alcohol sales and containers and stuff that's passed through Garrett County. That will come up for referendum this fall on to whether to have Sunday sales throughout the county or just those districts that pass it, those precincts that pass it. That will be a ballot on the fall general election question to support or oppose that. We took positions on the natural gas, hydraulic fracking, some of those bills, simply as until the governor's study is done, we see no need to weigh in on some of those things until those results have been given to give that committee a fair chance to make their recommendations before stepping in to see what does come out. Kind of doesn't allow the committee to do their work. So we did send letters of opposition or even the opposition on those bills. And none of those passed. They were all held in committee. Of course, the education continues to be a concern for us, and we were fortunate with, again, Delegate Beitzel and Senator Edwards to get some hold harmless, reducing the actual, we're still gonna lose money, but we're only gonna lose half as much as what we thought we would. So we appreciate all the hard work in those. Gentlemen, you got the list. Is there something you want to bring attention to?
Well, none of the Marcellus Shale initiative bills passed this session, but there's some very substantive reports that will be coming out from the Governor's Commission over the course of the next 4 to 6 months. So please stay tuned for that, because one of the big will be the fine-tuned best management practices and some of those, some of the reports, the health study, as well as the economic impact study. So those are all reports that are due out from the state in the very near future. One of the other things that is kind of noteworthy for Garrett that kind of just got rushed in because it was part of a large bill, but Maryland declared many of the areas of forest lands wild and scenic, and we were successful at basically having the Friendsville section removed. And it's not that we don't want preservation, but the Kendall Trail is a trail that goes from Friendsville that ultimately could run along the Yaak River clear to Oakland someday, possibly. It's going to take some years to do that. But the point was that when they declare something wild and scenic, they allow no motorized vehicle on it, which includes bicycles. And we just felt that it was a great biking, hiking trail, and probably something that we viewed would be on people's list of things to do if you could go there and ride your, you know, a bike that distance across there someday. So we were very successful, and we're, you know, I'm appreciative of the Secretary of DNR for removing that section from there, because I think that area is still protected because the Yaak Corridor and the Yaak River is a wild and scenic area, but it doesn't have that extra designation on the state that would ultimately prohibit the use of bicycles on it. So I think that was another win. And I would just like to personally thank Greg, and he goes to Annapolis every week, represents us there, and I think that, you know, that takes a lot of his time to basically have that commitment each week. And, you know, from this commissioner, I certainly appreciate him doing that, because it gives us a presence in Annapolis on a weekly basis, and it also gives us a presence with our Maryland Association of Counties organization. So thank you for doing that.
Thank you. My wife likes to be a
help. Yeah, I'll bet. As she shovels snow, I'm sure.
So thank you.
Greg, I too want to add my thanks. I know it's with your family, and it's a lot to go down there, but we appreciate it. I don't know if you have anything to add on some of the state issues, but.
Nothing to add today. I want to get to the middle school presentation. Wait, it's patiently.
Not these cookies. But.
I want the cookies too. They all get cookies.
Okay.
Zach. Thank you.
But not the ones with icing on them, sorry.
That's all of them. All right, next up, we have a presentation from the Southern Middle School Renovation Committee. It's done by the students there, some of their teachers and advisors.
Good afternoon.
Could I have a moment of personal privilege here? I just want you all to know that I started teaching at Southern Middle School in 1980 with this guy, and I had lots more hair then, and it was not this color. This guy, remarkably, looks the same as he did back in the 80s when I taught with him. So, Mr. Thompson, hats off to you for your preservation. It must be from hanging around with middle school kids all those years.
Absolutely.
Keeps you young.
Absolutely. Well, gentlemen, thank you for allowing us to speak with you tonight. I have with me, obviously, a group of students from Southern Middle School. We have called ourselves the Southern Middle School Renovation Committee. When this first began, we decided how we wanted to approach the presentation, and we decided to break the organization of group of students into three parts. We wanted a history part so that when we presented the information, for those of you not familiar with the building of Southern Middle School, would have that idea of how it all came about. We also then had a group of students that looked at the surveys, or surveyed the students, the parents, and the teachers from Southern Middle School area. We also had a group of students that did a survey from the Northern Middle School area. In both situations, we had students from Southern Middle School that visited Northern Middle School, and we had students from Northern Middle School who visited Southern Middle School, so that the students from the two areas, geographic areas, could in fact see what each other had, what we what one side might have had more than the other, or vice versa. So this evening, that's the presentation that we have before you. We're going to start with the history group. Did they have a clicker?
I'll just sit here.
Southern Middle School was built because the enrollment in Southern High School, grades 7 through 12, was 1,500 students, very overcrowded. Also because Center Street Elementary School was to be closed, grades K through 6, due to safety conditions. And because the middle school concept was just becoming popular throughout the nation. The construction occurred between the years 1974 and 1976. Crawford Elementary School was being constructed at the same time because of the need to house the students at Center Street School. In addition, the money from the state was earmarked for building open space schools. Also, the middle schools were focusing on the needs of this unique adolescent population of students.
The first students occupied the school in 1976 and 1977. The first year the school opened, there were approximately 750 students enrolled. Within a couple of years, the student enrollment increased to 803 students. Since then, the student population has continually declined because of loss of industry. So when the parents moved, they took their kids with them, declining the rate of students attending Southern Middle School. Also, more parents are pulling their children out of school to homeschool them or send them to private or religious schools.
These are some of the elected and appointed members that were important to the school's construction.
These are some of the characteristics of Southern Middle School. Southern Middle School was built near Southern High School to house their 7th and 8th grade students and 6th grade students from the nearby elementary schools. Crawford Elementary School was built close to the closing of Center Street Elementary School to house their kindergarten to 5th grade students. Many people did not agree with the location for the two schools because it was wetland and windy.
The open space concept. Southern Middle School was originally built as an open space school because that's how the money was designated from the governor. In addition to state money, county money was given towards the building of the school.
This map shows Southern Middle School as it was originally built as an open space school. This map shows it now, and the red lines representing the walls that are put up during construction. These are some of the reasons why we enclosed the rooms. There are distractions and confusions, both the students and teachers, noise from other teachers and students, interference from classroom discussion noise levels, volume of video presentations, and teachers trying to talk over each other. These are some of the problems of the classroom enclosure. Lack of airflow, traveling through other teachers' classrooms to get to your own, limited electronic usage to certain areas of a room, diminished room space, classrooms have different sizes and layouts, uneven temperatures throughout the building, and no natural light. The next group presenting will be the Southern Middle School Survey Group.
Surveys for parents, teachers, students, and principals that would share their opinions of renovating the school. We then were given the task of compiling the multiple surveys into the overall results. Out of the surveys that were returned, they all supported the idea of renovation and offered many great suggestions.
Parent survey results. For parents, the main suggestion for the parking lot was to have two separate ones for Southern Middle and Broadford, so there is less congestion and it is safer for the students. The gym is a large area of concern for the parents because of safety. Overall, they want to see bleachers and a scoreboard added, a parking lot near the gym, and a matted auxiliary room. They also believe that a separate auditorium will be helpful for plays, High School, they would like to have slope seating and an audiovisual section be included. Lastly, the parents feel that the thin walls and dividers have a very negative impact upon their child's performance by causing a distraction when other students have to walk through one classroom to get to the other. Fluctuating temperature also makes concentrating very difficult. As a whole, the parents agree that the school is in a dire need for renovation. What the parents said. After completing the survey, some parents gave the following opinions. I would like the two schools to be completely separate. My child is late many times because of having to wait for the elementary kids to be slowly taken out of their cars. Completely not fair for my child to be tardy. There is a big difference mentally and emotionally between a 6th and 8th grader. If the school could be better grouped by grade rather than by subject, it may help cut down on bullying and help 6th graders' self-esteem and adjustment to middle school. The high school certainly has a much better feel as it has been recently renovated. A building does not deem whether the education within the walls is quality. However, atmosphere certainly improves efficiency in regards to movement and the scheme, safety, and overall use. This school has proved inefficient for many years. The education of our students is vital.
The student results. Like the parents, most of the students agree that renovation is needed. Concerning the gym, 79% say we need padding on the walls. 73% say we need bleachers. 83% say we need a bigger gym. 69% say we need bigger gym lockers. Concerning the rest of the school, 52% say that the library would be better closed off so that distraction and noise is minimized. Regarding the classrooms, 96% want to see a few computers in each classroom, along with the ones in the computer lab. And 74% also believe that we need bigger desks in the classrooms. Of the students surveyed, 94% would like to have bigger lockers and see them in our school colors. 72% say that they would like to see the auditorium be separate from the cafeteria. Overall, like the parents, the students want renovation to occur. The students said. The students gave these opinions on their surveys. We should put a water fountain in each classroom, improve the science labs, have bigger classrooms, and also add a community room. Pickups need a place to stand in bad weather so we aren't so cold, and we need to be able to come through the front doors when we're dropped off in the mornings. I think we should add more color to the school, mainly the lockers. I think that bright colors can change a person's mood and attitude. I would like to see bigger lockers and a separate hallway for each grade. The 8th graders are so loud. Along with the middle school students, we also surveyed Southern high school students who previously attended Southern Middle. They said, all classrooms for one subject at the high school are found in one area, so if students do not know exactly where a new class is located, they can easily guess the area in which the classroom is likely. I think that a proper stage and auditorium would engage more students in the arts and theater.
Teacher and faculty results. On the surveys, the teacher and faculty displayed their dislike for the current air quality, saying that it resulted in allergies worsening for both students and teachers, and also that the reduced ventilation tends to cause students to become drowsy during class. They also believe the community room would be beneficial for multiple purposes, including staff meetings. They also would like to see the auditorium be separate from the cafeteria, with enough tiered seating to hold in-school assemblies and include an audiovisual section. Lastly, they would like to see a separate wing for the creative arts such as band, chorus, theater, art, and general music. The teachers said, on the surveys, the teachers and faculty gave these statements concerning the current state of our school. The bottom line is, the fewer the students, the more we get to know them as people and learn how to better educate them. It would be nice for students to have well-maintained outdoor facilities. Also, the community would benefit from having a track. I would like to see the library in an enclosed room with more natural light and a wider selection of books. Thanks to the ventilation, I think we are still breathing germs or a cough 37 years ago.
Safety first. In the following slides, you guys are going to see the comparison between Northern Middle and Southern Middle in a safety aspect. First, we're going to compare the library, the two schools. At Northern Middle, as you can tell, the room is enclosed, and they have doors in the rooms
noise level is very low. But with Southern Middle, our library is a hallway that people can use to get in between classes. It's very noisy, especially when the bell, like after the bell rings. When you're in there trying to do research or if you're looking at books, it gets really noisy and hard to concentrate. Also, during a lockdown, if someone was to be in our library, they have no place to hide. There are no locked doors. There's no rooms that they can go into so that they can hide in case someone did come into the school. With Northern Middle, because of their library being closed, they can go in the library and lock the doors. Next, you're going to see a comparison of the outside of the two schools. As you can see, Northern Middle has a large area for pickups and for people who are riding the bus to stand while they're waiting to be picked up. When it's snowing like it is today, they can stand under the area so they don't have to be exposed to the elements. Whereas at Southern Middle, we have a small roof over the place where we can stand, but we have to walk out through the sidewalk to get to our buses. Also, with the pickups, they have to walk down the sidewalk and they have to wait with no shelter and possibly up to 20 minutes in the snow or rain to wait for their parents to pick them up. Next, we're going to be comparing the gym at the two schools. You can see at Northern Middle, there's padding underneath the baskets, which is a big safety feature that a lot of students and parents would like to be added to Southern's gym. And at Northern, they have their school colors on their padding and above their baskets, and so it's very bright and colorful. And at our gym, it's very dull, and our walls are gray and white. And the baskets at Northern Middle are newer and updated, and they also have more. Now we're going to be comparing the newsrooms at Southern and Northern Middle. At Southern Middle, you can see it's very small and cramped. It also gets very hot and stuffy in there. And at Northern Middle, they have a very large place to be able to move around and do their morning announcements. And if you want to watch a video on the morning announcements, you have to pull these two blue curtains back and pull down this white screen. And it takes a while, and it's very hard to hear and see. And at Northern Middle, they have a whiteboard, and it's a lot easier. The transition getting to the video is a lot easier.
Okay, as you can see, this is going to be a comparison of our two school computer labs. The main difference in our computer lab is to get to the back lab, you have to walk through another one and disturb their class. And when you're taking a test, since it's not enclosed with four walls, you can hear both teachers talking. It's difficult. And the ventilation causes it to be hot and stuffy. And to get into our computer lab, you have to walk through another teacher's classroom while they're having class. In this comparison of the two school classrooms, the main thing is the cabinetry and storage. At Northern, there's places to store books and supplies, where at Southern, some teachers have to put their books and supplies out in the hallways. And in regards to safety, most doors at Southern don't lock, and they don't have anywhere to hide their kids. Like at Northern, there's some closets and different places to hide their kids.
In conclusion, each group surveyed had different issues that they believed needed addressed. Areas like the parking lot, the gym, the auditorium, the library, the lockers, the ventilation, the computer labs, the creative arts department, and individual classrooms are of top priority. Each of the groups we surveyed all had one thing in common. They all agree that we are in dire need of a renovation. Now you will hear from the Northern Middle Teacher Survey Group.
I have a question first, Cheyenne. Why are you so loud? You're an eighth grader, right? Just asking. Thank you.
My name is Katie Gazzoli, and we're both sixth graders here at Southern Middle School.
your attention in the Northern Middle Teacher Survey, you will see the questions and results. The light blue stands on both, shows all the yes answers. The yellow is all the no's, and the dark blue is all of the no responses. Some highlights from the we gathered from the surveys are your classrooms big enough? The 15 out of 17 teachers agreed that they were. Do you have enough storage space in your classroom? 16 out of 17, do have enough storage space in their classroom. Do you like the computer labs? All of the teachers surveyed said that they do like the computer labs. Do you think it's better to group the teachers' classrooms by grade? 15 out of 17 said that it was. And do you utilize the science lab? Only 3 out of the 17 teachers said that they did very often. And was the time and money on the renovation well spent? 12 out of the 17 teachers said that it was.
In conclusion, the teachers do not like the emergency light above the scoreboard because the light interferes with the picture. Both the lockers and hallways need to be wider. The phone in a column is nice because you can call the teacher and not disrupt the class while doing it. Overall, the teachers love the school and are glad the time and money was spent.
Hi, my name is Brandon Green, and I'm in 7th grade at Southern Middle School, and I'm presenting the data we have collected from the Northern Middle Student Surveys. 30 students have been surveyed. This data is what we have taken based on what Northern students liked and didn't like. The room size was the largest liking of the students, and the locker size was the least liking of the students. I suggest that when Southern Middle School is renovated, the rooms be larger and the lockers wider. The Northern surveys showed that half the students didn't like the computer lab. Southern thinks that we could use a couple more computer labs for different classes or portable laptop carts. We should add sinks and water fountains to Southern Middle so students won't need to disturb class. And the library should also be enclosed. Southern Middle School needs more science labs. Northern students said that they use the labs daily to weekly. In conclusion, the lockers need to be wider, the rooms larger, have more natural light, enclosed computer labs, more science labs, sinks with water fountains in each classroom, group all classes by grade, all classes to have direct access to the hallway, an enclosed library, and chairs attached to the desks. Thank you for the opportunity to speak before your group this evening.
Well done. Now one more minute. Thank you. Okay. Great job.
I'm Karen DeBoer. I'm the principal of Northern Middle School. We had a group of 10 students do some research on the renovation as it was done at Northern Middle School, and they had the opportunity to tour Southern Middle School as well. We started with 10 students, but we had some other commitments this evening. So we have 6th graders Ian Eggleston and Garrett Emery, and we have 7th graders Lauren Dorado, Noah Aiken, and Laura Plitnick.
Good afternoon.
Wherever you're comfortable.
Good afternoon. We are a group of students from Northern Middle School. We want to thank you for arranging a time to let us speak with you. A few weeks ago, we visited Southern Middle School complex, and we asked some suggestions on how to make it better. We also interviewed students and staff members who experienced renovation of Northern Middle School and have compiled a list of recommendations.
These recommendations include decreasing the amount of noise in classrooms by installing thicker walls, changing the ventilation system, incorporating more natural light, and adding doors at lock. In addition, students recommended changing their bathrooms, adding lab stations to science rooms, and reorganizing the hallways traffic system to avoid moving students through other classrooms to get to the next classes. Furthermore, both teachers and students agreed that it would be a good idea to add water fountains and sinks in each classroom. Another important idea is to design the school so the main office is right inside the door for security reasons and for directions. A community room would be useful for teacher meetings or other events. These ideas are the first priorities.
We have learned some things about our school since our renovation. The things we have changed about our school are the size of the lockers and the width of the academic and related arts hallways. We had the opportunity to have a group of students who are seniors at Northern High School come to visit us and tell us about their experiences with renovation.
The seniors told us that they were in the sixth grade during the first year of renovation, and they had to stay in their elementary schools for an additional year. When they did go to the middle school, they had to attend classes in trailers near the high school. They said the trailers were drafty and cold. It was hard to navigate when they had to walk all the way across the high school to get to the cafeteria gym, and the portables had no bell system. Also, the lockers were in portable classrooms, and this caused ongoing disturbances. They found the location of the classrooms to be undesirable and described the time as a bad learning experience. They had 1 year to enjoy the new middle school after it was renovated.
In conclusion, we feel very secure in our school, and the way it is designed makes it very easy to learn. Southern Middle School should be renovated because it would create a safer and easier environment for both the teachers and the students. We are thankful to have a state-of-the-art learning facility for our middle school years, and we believe our peers on the southern end deserve the same. We would be happy to answer any questions you have at this time.
I don't know if I have too many questions, but I want to thank you for presenting the piece of reaching out to those that kind of went through the process of the renovation, getting their feedback, very important piece. Helping that transition because it is a rough time, portables or whatever the scenarios will be, but giving up a couple of years for that to happen, that's an important piece to understand what they went through. But I don't know if Jim or Greg have any questions.
I just want to thank you and check and see how many parents out there attended Southern Middle School in the 1980s and 90s and stuff. So, you know, I was there when it was literally a brand new facility. I went there in 1980. And part of the reason that many of the rooms were built in the school is because we were so overcrowded. We literally didn't have enough classroom space. We certainly didn't have enough lockers. It's unbelievable the shift now. But obviously, you know, the building's approaching 37 years, and, you know, I have to say we can be pretty happy with the contractor who originally built the building because it has held up fairly well for, you know, a structure of that age. So that's one nice thing. But I applaud you and appreciate and thank you for, you know, doing a research project such as this. Thank you.
Yeah, again, thank you all. I want to recognize Superintendent Wilson. Janet Wilson's here. Bill Swift with Facilities is here, along with Brooks Elliott, principal at Southern Middle, and of course Karen with Northern Middle. Thank you for coming. I know you're working with the advocacy groups forming as we move forward with the decisions with the renovation, but including these students was very important and a good piece to make that happen. I appreciate that. We're still, you know, we've approved the money for the architect and design, so that process will be starting, and maybe Bill have some comment on that. But looking forward to that. And Jan, if you have a few words you want to say.
Staff's really diligently working on the ed specs piece. We'll turn that into a schematic, and MSD would like to see that in September. So for us to kind of stay in the line for the funding, things kind of have to go on a sequence. So my hat's off to all the staff who've dropped lots of other things to put that together, because ed specs really talk about how we deliver the educational program and what types of resources need to be in classrooms. And really what philosophy you have in terms of the middle school design, whether it's content-based or grade-level-based, which is really a very important consideration, and there are different kinds of models around the state for that. So there's lots of discussion, and everybody wants the ideal, but we have to come to compromise in terms of the educational specs.
What is Northern Middle? How's it divided with the renovation? Content or grade?
Grade.
It's grade.
Grade?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then related arts is on a separate wing.
Right. And I just want to say that this, you know, I told the kids the other day that, you know, this was Garrett County is a large county, and this was a collaboration between two ends of the county, and this definitely, this activity, this research activity was very Common Core focused in terms of the standards, and so just as kids in our county work together, we have people now who are entering the job market, and they're virtually working and collaborating across the world with people on projects. So I think this was a really good, this was a really good activity for the kids, and I think they've got some new friends. They met some new people and really gained a lot from the experience. At least that's what they reported out to us at the board meeting, wouldn't you say? Yeah. So thank you for providing the forum to share the information.
I have two great questions that I'd like the answers to. I'm a numbers person, so I'd like to know how much Southern Middle School cost when it was built in 1974, 76, and then what the county's contribution was to it. Someone has those numbers out there. You have those in the back of your head, Bill?
No, I don't. Very much.
Kind of speculation based upon Mr. Rickman, Jack Rickman's.
He was there for it.
He was there
for the bill.
He thought that the combined schools together cost $6.8 million
for two.
For two. But he couldn't swear the exact number, but he estimated in that area. How much of that was allocated by the county? I'm not sure.
Don't dig too deep, but I mean, if it's something that's easy to find, I think it would be an interesting set of numbers as we start into this process to just look at comparison of, you know, where we were 37 to 40 years ago in that.
And I want to also thank the staff for everything that they did to support the students through this project at both the schools and administration and parents for getting the kids here. This was a great experience for them. It also is a great experience for them to really see, you know, the work of government. And you know, and how things work, and schools don't just, you know, they don't disappear. So I think it was good for them to also see that.
Great. I thought everybody was so well spoken. Parents, you have a lot to be proud of. They did a great job. And I thank you all for coming down and sharing your ideas. And Bill, you got to make sure you hold on to this and give it to the architects.
I've got it.
They're going to be checking for you on what you pass along.
Yeah.
But it's a great project.
Is there any comment from any of the students or the teachers or family members? The kids did a great job. Frank, you got something you want to say?
I'm good.
You're good? No, if you're serious, if you have a question or comment, students did great. Parents have a lot to be proud of. Any additional comment? Get my cookie. Fair enough.
Yeah, they'll have to share. Who wants a cookie?
Anybody want a cookie? Here they are.
Help yourself. One up. Don't be bashful.
Trying to get a cookie.
Thanks.
There goes.
Coming. Oh, this guy's coming. You can see it.
Thank you for them to.
Thank you.
Hi,
how you doing?
It's just
a really wonderful discussion. It's just a courtesy to the candidates.
Teacher facilitate
systems. No formal presentation of any kind. Just really a discussion. I'm going to use their website to kind of navigate through different departments so they understand.
If two schools would cost $6.8 million back then, wouldn't it be wonderful if it cost half that for one now?
Thank you.
The cookie's good.